KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Scott Schaefer. Hollywood and Silicon Valley are a lot closer to each other this morning with Tuesday's announcement that the Walt Disney Company plans to acquire Pixar Animation Studios. The stock swap worth $7.4 billion puts Apple CEO Steve Jobs on Disney's board of directors, and it's seen by many as a watershed event in the convergence of digital technology and the entertainment industry. San Jose Bureau Chief Peter John Schuler reports.
Executives from both companies lauded the deal yesterday as the culmination of a mutually beneficial partnership that began more than a decade ago with the first computer-animated feature film ever made.
Greetings. I am Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace.
Disney distributed Pixar's Toy Story, followed by a string of hugely popular movies, including Finding Nemo and The Incredibles. That partnership came close to ending under former Disney CEO Michael Eisner, but renewed negotiations with current CEO Robert Iger eventually led to talks of a merger. Speaking at a teleconference yesterday, Pixar chief Steve Jobs said combining the companies would allow the filmmakers to focus on what they do best, making movies.
After a lot of soul-searching and thinking and, of course, getting to know Bob, we came to the conclusion that this looked to be the most exciting path to Pixar's future.
As part of the deal, Pixar veterans will take key leadership roles at Disney, bringing their expertise in digital animation and helping to shape the creative direction not only of the film studio, but the entire Magic Kingdom. Perhaps more significantly, says Phil Lee, senior analyst with Inside Digital Media, the marriage of the two firms will have reverberations throughout entertainment and high tech. In recent years, the two industries have taken opposite sides in major battles over digital media and intellectual property rights.
I think it means that the content providers and the hardware companies are now working toward a common goal. And this will signify the milestone at which that happened, the tipping point at which that happened.
For Apple, the merger will likely mean more Disney content to feed growing demand at its online iTunes store. In addition, says Lee, once Steve Jobs is no longer CEO of Pixar, he may have extra time for his first love, Apple Computer. For the California Report, I'm Peter John Schuler.
In other news, Governor Schwarzenegger is throwing cold water on efforts to pass a law allowing physician-assisted suicide. The governor said Tuesday the issue is too important to be left up to himself and legislators and that the question should be placed on the ballot. The most recent field poll shows 70% of Californians backing the idea, but 13 years ago, voters rejected a proposition allowing doctors to oversee the death of terminally ill patients. For the fifth time in just over 2 years, a resident from the San Joaquin County city of Tracy has died in Iraq. 20-year-old Marine Corporal Brandon Dewey was killed by a suicide bomber on Friday. And two federal agencies have agreed to pay the American Civil Liberties Union $200,000 to settle a lawsuit. The suit was brought to uncover information about the government's no-fly list, which bars suspected terrorists from boarding airplanes. Policy was challenged by two San Francisco peace activists who were detained while checking in for a flight 3 years ago. The federal government announced yesterday it will fully reimburse states that stepped in to help pay for prescriptions denied to seniors under the new federal Medicare drug program. That was good news for California, which is home to almost a million Medicare recipients. But in many other areas, the federal government has not come to the aid of California, even though Governor Schwarzenegger promised to be the collectinator of federal funds. Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers has more.
One of Arnold Schwarzenegger's long-standing promises has been to change the financial relationship between Washington and Sacramento. This was the governor 1 year ago this week.
I always said that I will be the collectinator when I become the governor. And we will be pounding on the doors in Washington, and we will be talking to the White House, we will be talking to the legislators back there, and we will be pressing forward, building on the relationship that we have.
Nonpartisan researchers have concluded for every dollar California taxpayers send east, only about 79 cents in federal services come back to the state. Democrats claim that shortchanging adds up to at least $50 billion every year.
And if we got even $5 billion of that $50 billion back, we'd be balancing the structural deficit in our budget.
Democrat John Laird of Santa Cruz is chairman of the Assembly Budget Committee. He says Schwarzenegger's talk of more federal help for California has largely been just that, talk.
Since the governor's been there, I don't think we've gained in federal money. I think we've lost, and the question is do we fight to keep the loss to a minimum when we really should be increasing the return on the dollars we send to Washington?
But the governor's budget advisors disagree. They say he has helped secure more than $50 billion in either federal funds or federal assistance over the last 2 years, including money for everything from highway projects to nuclear fusion research. In many cases, the governor has sought help from California's congressional delegation, the largest of any state, but often sharply divided on both principle and politics. In November, the governor sent a letter to California's representatives expressing his concerns about proposed federal budget cuts. Even so, every California Republican still voted for the cuts. And while some of that money was later restored, Schwarzenegger's advisors say California will still lose an estimated $2.4 billion over the next 5 years. Republican Rick Keene is vice chairman of the Assembly Budget Committee.
We have been, I think, very slow, given the fact that we've got so much representation in Washington right now, particularly in Congress, to coordinate both our activities with what's going on in the federal government. And definitely we could do better.
But the reality is every state wants more federal money.
Every state's governor from Maine down to Florida and all the way out to California is looking for federal dollars of some sort.
Tim Ransdell is director of the California Institute for Federal Policy Research. He says it's unrealistic to expect major changes in federal spending priorities, even with a high-profile governor like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The chance of making a grand sweeping change to federal formula programs overall is very slim. But small movement on the margins can, in the long run, make a very big difference.
Governor Schwarzenegger has recently said he now realizes the wheels of government turn slowly. That may mean his job as collectinator is not going to end anytime soon. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
And that's the California Report for Wednesday, January 25th. A production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Scott Schaefer. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Endowment for Coverage of Healthcare in California, the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunities for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995, and TIAA CREF, serving those who serve others by offering financial services for the greater good. TIAA-CREF.org.